Cemeteries usually have headstones to mark the spot of loved ones who have passed, but this civilization used something far more elaborate, a process that is only beginning to be understood 2 centuries later. The story is this edition of the American Countryside.
Does it ever seem like when you're looking for the right tool, you just can't find it? You've been looking for a better nitrogen solution for your corn crop. A nitrogen source that stays put and doesn't leach away. Now it's easy to find Pivot BioProven, the tiny nitrogen-producing microbes that tightly adhere to your corn's roots. These microbes take nitrogen from the air, convert it to ammonia, and apply it directly to each plant all season long. Pivot BioProven. Predictable. Productive. Weatherproof. Get the right tool. Get the new nitrogen. Get Pivot BioProven.
Each day, we take you across the nation for unique stories of America's past and present here on the American Countryside. For those interested in rural and agricultural America, we have the Farming the Countryside podcast, with stories that bring you the latest information on timely topics like livestock, crops, tax and succession planning, rural improvement, ag technology, and more. Join me for Farming the Countryside, brought to you by Pivot Bio. You can hear it on the AgriTalk app, your favorite podcast platform, and you can follow our show on Facebook. Catch Farming the Countryside for a weekly look at the stories affecting rural and agricultural America. They are known as the Hopewell people, Native Americans who inhabited the eastern Midwest 2 centuries ago. Here at the Mound City Group, part of the Hopewell Culture National Historical Park, there are 23 mounds encircled by a 3-foot-tall embankment. All told, the area covers about 15 acres.
They would actually come in, select an area, would dig down 2 to 4 feet underground, and then build a building on that site.
Rick Perkins explains, archaeology tells us that where each mound lies today, there once was a building. We don't know what took place inside those buildings, but perhaps feasts, weddings, and later cremations and burials.
After all the ceremonies were taking place, they would leave the burials, they would bury that with dirt, tear down the building, and then move forth onto another site.
Archaeological research a century ago uncovered a variety of items buried within the mounds. Those burial pieces showed the vast trading network of these peoples.
Anything that you could almost imagine that was found in the area, including exotic items, things such as obsidian from the Rocky Mountains, Yellowstone National Park, copper and different cutouts and figures coming from the Lake Superior region, mica from the Blue Ridge Parkway, as well as numerous items from the ocean, being shark's teeth, seashells.
As for those who are buried within the mounds, that is a mystery as well.
We can only speculate on who was actually there. A lot of people believe it had to have been the chiefs or the shamans or somebody with a high status in the group.
The Hopewell left these mounds throughout present-day Ohio, but other Midwestern states as well. They are intriguing to us today as they provide us with clues to a civilization that inhabited this country 2 centuries before Columbus arrived in North America. Traveling the Countryside in Chillicothe, Ohio, I'm Andrew McCrae.